This is Gav. And this is Joe. Hi.
How has the pandemic impacted your business and how have you had to adjust?
Well, we've made the shop, it became like almost like a warehouse, like almost like a post depot while we were closed. And that meant that when it came to reopening, the amount of work we had to put into the shop.
We had to do three times as much work probably over lockdown.
So although everybody else had time, we've been working really hard just trying to have an online presence. So every day we've been doing like Facebook videos.
Like Facebook's toy of the day.
We've done videos for YouTube as well. Yeah. We've done
a new Facebook page completely. Yeah. Online sales.
We've just changed the business entirely from what it was before. So it's no longer just a shop. It's now complete. So it's actually, with the shop not being open, obviously there's no money. All we're doing is burning money at the shop. But now it's
got to recoup it all.
Now we need to make some money. So.
So what concerns do you have with reopening and recovery during the pandemic?
It's just how long we're going to get before the lockdown again.
It's got to, hopefully it keeps going.
It's just hope for the best, really.
Yeah. It's not a thing of like we hope that it's going to be okay, but we kind of have our reservations. And the idea of it changing back to having to change the shop back again and change everything is just it's tiring now. Because in Leicester, we've done it more than everyone else as well.
Yeah,
so we've been.
But now we've got all the new things in place.
Yeah.
It won't be as bad if it happens again.
You say that, but we'll find something else.
We'll knock another wall out.
We've knocked a wall. There'll just be a wall here, which is the back room where you see now. And
You should have seen the shop. It did not look like this.
No, it did not. We had a pathway through. That was it.
It was like an episode of Hoarders.
Yeah. It was terrible. So every time there's a lockdown, we decide to improve the shop. But obviously that takes finances, takes time, takes and a lot of effort, and we've got to try and earn some money as well. So selling the odd toys and trying to buying products for us is kind of the hardest job. Because this is not stuff you can't go to a wholesaler and buy this. Everything's sort of unique. So we have going up to people's lofts and things like that, and we can't do that during the pandemic. So we have to do it a different way. So we have to get people to bring it to us downstairs, and we view it outside.
View it outside on the
floor. So sometimes in the rain, looking at expensive toys on the floor, it can be a bit difficult. But we've adapted, but it's been really hard. But everybody's found it hard. So it's not just us. We're not moaning because everybody's. We're very fortunate.
We're in a good position, not really compared to a lot. Yeah,
we're really fortunate that we can do this, but. It's been hard.
Yeah, we've worked hard for it.
Yeah. How do you? What do you think people like the local community can do to support local businesses like yourself safely?
Shop local is always a thing that we just say. I mean, again, we're quite bespoke, so we can have people from all over the world.
And we've got friends in similar shops. Well, obviously, there's no vintage toy shops, but other sort of secondhand shops and similar type of shops, and we all sort of. Publicise each other, sort of, send people over there if we've not got it, they'll do the same to us. It's just everyone looking after each other, really, isn't it?
Yeah.